This is News Talk.
Of course, there's only one story and one picture across all of the papers this morning, and that is our big Olympic win yesterday. Well, I say our win, of course, Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan's win, because certainly I had nothing to do with it. Great headlines, as I say, great photographs on the front of all of the papers. I'll just run you through what they're saying. So the Irish Examiner, Skib erupts in green, white and gold, and Liz Dunphy's in Skibbereen in County Cork talking about the historic win, 50 years in the making, and proof that sporting success is open to everyone, even if you're not keen on team sports. That was how Skibbereen reacted as Cork rowers Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy raced their way into Irish sporting history. It's also the only story on the front of the Irish Independent this morning. Two words, pure gold, and a photograph of the two lads celebrating after their victory with their great smiles as well. The Irish Sun, Skibbereen, white and gold is the headline there. Cork pair row to Olympic win. The Irish Daily Star, black gold, they'll row through Porter in Skibbereen, laughs medal champ. A different kind of rowing going on back home, it would seem. The Irish Daily Mirror, rowing for gold, historic day as pair win at the Tokyo Games. And also it's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail as well. It's called Good News number two. So the second good news story, our golden boys row into Olympic history. Good news number one on the front of the Irish Daily Mail is about our COVID situation. COVID-19, it's plateauing. HSE says jabs impact beyond expectations, and Taoiseach wants more fans at GAA finals. The Delta wave of COVID cases is beginning to plateau, with Ireland now on the path back to normality, health chiefs have said. This was after the press conference given by the HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid yesterday, saying that the vaccine rollout is on the final furlong, as he praised the remarkable national uptake of jabs for slowing down the pace of the current wave. And it is just incredible. You heard there on the news, Joe Biden having to take very serious measures when people return to work, because half of America is not vaccinated and they have all the supply in the world. But for some reason, 50% of the population just won't get vaccinated. And then you look at the Irish figures, and it's just extraordinary the amount of Irish people who've signed up for the vaccine. On the issue of the COVID figures plateauing, Dr. Colm Henry, the HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning chatting about that. And it is amazing. If you look at the past couple of days, their figures have sort of flatlined. They're hovering around 1,300, 1,400. Not the predictions that we were warned of just a couple of weeks ago by Neffet, and thank God, says you as well. That's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Of course, I should say that the rowers photographed on the front of the Irish Times too, but their main story, cost of healthcare for older people to rise. The cost of maintaining existing range of health services for the state's ageing population is forecast to increase by almost twice as much as previously thought. And that's this year alone. Like, they're talking about we're going to need an extra €324 million next year, a government review has found. Those figures will be published today by Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform Michael McGrath, which suggests that extra provision may have to be made in the budget to cope with the demographic change. So we're not talking 10 or 15 years time, we're talking right now. There are problems with the ageing population and how much money we need for them. And also the Irish Times looking at pensions, a new report out today suggests that political costs of pension reforms may be manageable, which would be good. But it's just interesting, we had the ESRI here on Breakfast Briefing during the week warning about how much extra money you could need, between 12 and 15 billion euro extra by 2035, because the population, first of all, is growing and secondly, getting older. But even this year and next year alone, we're going to need 300 or 400 million extra to cope with that. Now, inside the Irish Independent, they have a piece written by the Bishop of Elphin, and it looks like that the bishop there is going to defy public health advice and hold communions and confirmations in the coming days, and that's despite a ban on religious ceremonies. But Bishop Kevin Doran said he plans to offer the sacraments to children and their families who want to take part. And writing in the Indo today, the bishop says he consulted with senior priests in his diocese and they decided the ceremonies should be held in line with public public health regulations for religious services. He says the mission of the church cannot be put on hold indefinitely. So we're just seeing this pushback now, I suppose, different sectors of society saying we've gone along with this for so long, but we can't put our lives on hold indefinitely. And he says that the guidance on religious services is advice by government rather than regulation. And he does ask families to pay full attention to the public health guidelines if they're celebrating after communions and confirmations. One would assume that politicians, some politicians and some public health experts might say to the bishop that's fine, except that we are seeing an increase of COVID-19 cases among children. So maybe having communions and confirmations mightn't be the best idea. But there will be a lot of others, including a lot of families who've had so many postponements of these ceremonies over the past year and a half, who'll say, look, it's time now. So many people vaccinated, get on with it. So we'll see the reaction to that and the piece in the Irish Independent by Bishop Doran. Now, the Irish Times looks today at litter on our beaches. And I'm sure you heard yesterday this report from Irish Business Against Litter, which is looking at beaches around the country. And unfortunately, litter levels not great at some beaches, and it's kind of being blamed on staycations, the fact that people haven't been able to leave the country, and the fact that people are just going to sort of pretty sites around the country to spend a bit of time. So we heard about that report yesterday. So the Irish Times went to one of those beaches. This is White Bay Beach at Roaches Point in Cork. And the IBA report said that at first glance that beach looked clean with limited amounts of litter, but in the cobbles, stones and sand, that beach is stuffed with small pieces of broken up litter. So anyway, the Irish Times went there, and there's been a clean up of that beach in recent weeks. Just amazing what they found. A Jay's fluid bottle with a label noting a 1p discount, discarded tents, alcohol bottles and disposable masks were among the items found by volunteers when they were picking up litter on East Cork beaches in recent weeks. But it's just when you think about the Jay's fluid bottle with a 1p discount, what Prunshias Ochuma, who is a teacher involved in the cleanup group, he said that that group has discovered bottles with labels going back at least 3 decades, and he said that the members were stunned by the age profile of the items they encounter. The Jay's fluid bottle with a 1p discount was shocking. It's a long time since anyone got excited about a 1p discount, so that shows how old it was. And certainly a long, long time ago that would be a big selling point, that you get a penny off the bottle of Jay's fluid. Now, staying with maritime issues, I suppose, the island of Ireland has lost out on €100 million from cancelled cruise liner visits, and Cork has missed out on around €16 million. That's in the Irish Examiner this morning. It's according to Michael McCarthy, who's chairman of Cruise Europe, which is the umbrella body which promotes the region to cruise liner companies. And it's not expected that cruise liners will be back to pre-COVID levels until 2023 or 2024. Mr. McCarthy lives in Cove, and Cove, of course, is a big destination for cruises. I was down in Cove one day when a cruise liner arrived in. The most incredible atmosphere down in Cove, and some of the locals dressed up in gear from the era of the Titanic and all that stuff there. But he lives in Cove, and Cove comes in just behind Belfast and Dublin when it comes to cruise liners. The Republic is still closed to cruise liner visits, but most of Europe has reopened, as has the North. And Mr. McCarthy is writing off this year for the Republic when it comes to cruise liner visits, but he said that the future looks bright in the coming years. Very interesting report in the Irish Examiner there. And a lot of people love going on a cruise and really, really enjoy it. Now, we had good Olympics news, but unfortunately it only happened in the last hour, so obviously that doesn't make the papers about Aidan Walsh. But just looking across the water, the Times of London this morning is talking about something which must be so annoying if you're one of those competing, and that is commentators getting your name wrong. So you spend all this time, the last 3.5, 4 years, whatever, preparing for the Olympics, and then when you're in action, the commentator from your own country gets your name wrong. This has happened to Team GB's women footballers. They've criticised commentators who keep getting their names wrong during matches. Fans on social media drew attention to the Olympic Broadcasting Services, which referred to Ellen White, who's one of the footballers, as Ellie White during the final group game against Canada on Tuesday. They also referred to Lucy Bronze, who was called Linda, and Caroline Weir, who became Catherine. And Rachel Daly, who's a forward for Team GB, said it's not difficult to get players' names right. And Kim Little, who's the Scottish co-captain, agreed with her, and she said it's disappointing. But what's really disappointing about it is apparently it's a common theme within the women's game. So this doesn't happen with men, but it happens with women, and it must be very, very frustrating. Final story for you, speaking of frustrating, comes from the Mirror this morning. And washing a sieve, a partner who snores, and forgetting to put the bins out are among everyday things that drive us up the wall. This is a new survey of 2,000 people also searching for a parking space, trying to get dog dirt off our shoes, and forgetting to... getting stuck with a chatterbox also scored high. So this is just a survey basically of the things that annoy us from WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm sure you have your own experiences and things you can add.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.